Hi, my name is Queen Zawaya Counts, and I would like to welcome you to my podcast, Evil Lives Amongst Us, African American True Crime. Yes, I love true crime stories, but very seldom do I hear true crime stories about African Americans. So I created this podcast to share with my listeners about the true crimes that African Americans commit. So sit back, lend me your ears, and listen to some of the most horrendous crimes committed by African Americans. Hi, my name is Queen Zoya Counts, and I would like to welcome you to my podcast, True Crimes of African Americans. Have y'all heard of Joshua Alexander Farmer and Kayla Ann Farmer? Well, Joshua is a 32-year-old man in Indiana who has a strong history of physically assaulting his wife and three children. He was arrested the beginning of July for stalking and killing his former spouse. He shot her more than a dozen times at a stopped gas station. Police say that he completely emptied his gun during the attack and was taken into custody and charged with murder, stalking while armed with a deadly weapon, criminal recklessness with a deadly weapon, and unlawful carrying of a handgun in the fatal shooting of his spouse, Kayla Ann Farmer. What the hell? Now, here we go with all of these charges. According to the Fishers Police Department, officers about 5 p.m. on June 28th responded to a call regarding a shooting at Speedway gas station located near 116th Street, which is about 20 miles northeast of Indianapolis, which is, what, 2 hours away from where I live, arrived at the scene, and they located an adult female victim. They found Kayla. And it said that she had suffered multiple gunshot wounds while seated in a red Chrysler van. So he walked up to her and he emptied his gun on her. Police say they obtained surveillance footage from the gas station showing that Farmer pulled into the establishment right after his wife and completely just unloaded his gun into her window. Some witnesses are saying that they heard about 30 to 40 shots being fired during the attack. Like, what did she do to make him snap like this? Or was he just crazy anyway? He was driving an orange or maroon colored Kia Soul that belonged to somebody else when he ambushed his ex-wife. So this actually was his ex-wife. Prior to the shooting, investigators said they believe Farmer spent the day following Kayla before finally deciding to proceed with the attack when she stopped for gas on her way home from work. They said that there was more than 15 gunshot wounds throughout her body and over 25 bullet fragments were removed from her body. Now, the day after the shooting, they were conducting surveillance in the area of the attack when one of them spotted a pair of shoes behind some shrubs. The detective said he approached the bush and made eye contact with the subject and identified him as Joshua Farmer. So there he was. He was ordered to the ground and he was taken into custody. He didn't fight. He didn't do anything. He was standing in some shrubs and the officer saw the shoes and approached him. He called for backup. They got to his little Kia Soul and they found a 9mm handgun under the front seat, which came back as shell casings used in her murder. They go on to say that it was common knowledge that Kayla was a victim of domestic violence at the hands of her husband. And she was known to wear excessive amounts of makeup to hide the bruises on her face and neck from being punched and choked. So he was constantly beating her. This reminds me of a movie that I saw on Tubi TV about this guy who was abusing this girl, even had her boyfriend killed. And he went to the birthday party and killed her and her kids. And then shot himself in the head because he said, if I can't have you, nobody else will. These movies, this shit is real. This is real stories. One day after he was arrested, he appeared before the judge. And court documents state that Farmer's 11-year-old son told police that he heard his father start choking his mother to the point that he could hear her struggling to breathe. The child said that you could hear the accused punching his mother on the staircase for a long time. The boy also told investigators that his father sat him and his mother in chairs facing each other. The child reportedly said that his father then took a firearm, held it to his mother's hand, and asked the mom to choose between herself or him. He is charged with multiple counts of criminal confinement, intimidation, battery, strangulation. He is due back in court this month, August 17th, for a pretrial conference. Kayla had also served in the U.S. Air Force. Her children were her whole life. Farmers being held without bond. He needs to get the death penalty. Point blank, period. I used to be involved in a domestic violence relationship. And a lot of people say, you know, leave. But it's not easy, especially when you have children, because you have to go to work. And if he's the type of person that's sitting at home with the kids, he can threaten to kill your kids. So what you're going to do, you're going to do whatever you got to do to protect your children. And evidently he used her children. He used their children as a pawn against her. And he took his frustrations out on her. He beat her. He wanted to have total control. And when she finally did escape, she probably thought, oh, I'm free. I'm done with him. It's over. Who's to say? Did she drop the charges against him? Did she ever press charges against him? It does not go on to say that there was a court order issued against him because she constantly lived in fear. So he decides after she divorces him to follow her and take her life. What was it? He needed somebody to beat on, somebody to hurt. Did he get mad because his punching bag was no longer there? Was he a weakling? Was he a pussy? How did he act around other people? How did he act around other men? Pay attention to the signs. The moment someone starts wanting to control you and you feel like you're beginning to walk on eggshells, if you don't back out of that relationship, because there are signs. I get it, but then I don't get it. Our ancestors, and I'm talking about those on this land, we suffered a whole lot. The women suffered a whole lot. They went through a lot of abuse, and there were some things that just was not talked about. Pay attention. Remember the color purple? Some women just sat back and thought that, hey, you know, just do what you're told. But who wants to live their life doing what they're told? And then even after you're doing what you're told, you're still being abused. And then the abuse happens in front of your children. This man was pure evil. He stalked her. He followed her. He did not even care about getting caught. He did it at a gas station, a Speedway gas station with cameras around. So he wanted to get caught. Maybe somewhere inside of him, he wanted to stop this cycle. And he probably needed
more help. Who knows? But sometimes it's difficult when we say that, well, I would have done this and I would have done that. Would you? Would you really? My name is Queen Zoya Counts. Thank you for listening to my podcast, Evil Lives Amongst Us, True Crimes of African Americans.